Welcome back to Inside at Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Hopping on a bike is a popular way to get around Sacramento, but how safe that trip is depends a lot on where you ride. Sacramento County saw over 50 cyclists and pedestrian deaths last year. In response, the Sacramento City Council proposed to declare a state of emergency over these accidents. Sacramento has pledged to eliminate them and is adding safety measures to some of the riskier areas, but that work is still ongoing. So, Gerardo Zavala, who is our communities reporter at Cap Radio, went pedal to road and has been hitting the streets just to see how safe they are and the changes that are taking place. Hey, Gerardo.
Hi, Vicky. Thanks for having me.
All right. So how did the idea for this bike tour come about?
Yeah, so I used to bike a lot back home. I'm from Santa Barbara, and I've lived here for 6 years now, and I haven't had a bike in that time. I bought a bike recently and was a bit wary, given what you said about the recent rhetoric around pedestrian and bike safety in Sacramento. And I wanted to prove to myself and others that biking can be safe in Sacramento. And so part of the series is looking at finding out the good and bad of certain roads in terms of biking safety, and also pointing out businesses and places that people can see along the way.
Yeah, I know for myself, I used to bike regularly throughout the city, and I would specifically choose certain streets over others because not all are created equal in safety, or at least how I felt safe on those roads. So can you just remind listeners about some of the dangers that have faced both pedestrians and cyclists in Sacramento? Like, how bad is this situation?
Yeah, so there's a couple things. So last year, a report from Smart Growth America ranked the Sacramento area 20th in the country for pedestrian road fatalities. In mid-September, kind of like you mentioned, Sacramento submitted a proposal to declare a state of emergency over pedestrian and cyclist safety after 3 fatal accidents within a roughly 2-week period. And just given those two things, you know, it doesn't look too great for cyclists in the city of trees.
Yeah. So what are some of the bad spots, the bad roads or areas for biking?
So a great way to find that is through the city's Vision Zero Action Plan. They've identified the high injury network, and these are roads with high injury and fatality rates. So pretty much all of the grid is in this network. Granted, this was in 2018, so before some of the projects that have made the grid a bit safer. Freeport, Franklin, Stockton, Folsom, Del Paso Boulevards are all on there, and, you know, many more. And you can go to the city's website to find more about that.
Yeah, those are a lot of the ones that I would avoid. They can kind of feel like mini freeways or highways.
Definitely.
What are the main factors that lead to these fatal or deadly accidents? I mean, I know it might sound simple, but can it really just be summed up to one or two main reasons?
Well, there's a lot of reasons, but it always comes down to speed. Speed is what ultimately kills. So a lot of the projects that the city is doing is trying to find ways to reduce speed. And that could be reducing car lanes and adding bike lanes instead, or adding other sort of obstacles for cars.
So you put pedal to pavement. You actually took a trip as a cyclist and you chose Broadway in the city of Sacramento. Why did you land there?
So Broadway is in the high injury network, and they're working on a project called the Broadway Complete Streets Project. And the city claims it's going to add transformative improvements to the road. Megan Johnson, a senior engineer with the city, told me that the project's main goal is to slow traffic down.
Okay, and I would think slowing traffic down would be good for the many businesses along the Broadway corridor. A lot of them are small, locally owned businesses. When you talk to some of them, what did they have to tell you about bicycles and traffic in the area?
Yeah, so I spoke to Alfredo Cruz Navarro. He's the owner of Taqueria Maya's. It's on Broadway. And he said he's an avid cyclist himself. He argued more people should bike and, you know, even that if people spent less on gas, they'd have more money to spend on food at restaurants like his.
Tacos.
Yeah, definitely. And Nathaniel Wu, he owns Soul House Vintage. He said he loves the idea of eco-friendly traveling, which makes sense given, you know, his business model is kind of built on eco-friendly clothing exchange. And he noted that the city still has a lot of work to do to improve transportation. Clement Prasa, he works at Avid Reader, and he often bikes to work. He said Broadway feels a lot safer since this project started, but not where the bike lanes stop, which is right outside of his job. There are 2 blocks between 19th and 21st that still don't have bike lanes, even though everything between 3rd and 24th besides that does have a bike lane.
Okay, so the experience on Broadway as a cyclist depends on where you're cycling on Broadway. So how do you see cycling or road safety infrastructure change along this route when you actually rode yourself?
Yeah, so I rode from 3rd Street to Franklin Boulevard, which is where this project is looking at adding bike lanes. And there are bike lanes most of the way through 3rd and 24th. That's where the second phase of the project ended. But like I mentioned, there's a break between 19th and 21st because of the proximity to the railroad. Megan Johnson told me it's difficult to get building approvals from Union Pacific, SACRT, and the California Public Utilities Commission. But she did assure me that that two-block stretch will be finished along with the third phase.
Yeah, there's a lot of different jurisdictions, especially Union Pacific, of course, is not local, but does go through the city. So on the newsletter side, Sacramento, you also came up with a great ranking system for your rides, because this is going to be ongoing reporting for you. What are you evaluating when you give it a rating?
Yes, yeah, so I'm doing this bell system. So I'm giving every ride a certain amount of bells out of 5 bells, and is looking at 5 things. Did the road have dedicated bike lanes for most of the ride? How much traffic was there? How fast were cars going? Did I have to get off my bike and walk it on the sidewalk? Were cars blocking the bike lane? And so for my first ride on Broadway, I actually gave it a 3 out of 5 because of those last 2 things. I did have to get off my bike to get from 24th to Franklin, just because there is no bike lane there and there's cars going really fast. And there were cars blocking the bike lane at certain points. So I also had to get off and either, you know, go around and put myself close to cars or get on the sidewalk again.
Yeah. That is your first biking story. You're going to be hitting another city street. What is your next ride?
Yeah, so I actually already went on this ride, and it's E Street. And the reason I went on E Street is because I wanted to look at other streets that people take that aren't these main roads. They might take it because there's less cars and it feels a bit safer. And it's an example of what Deborah Banks, executive director of Sacramento Area Bicycle Advocates, or SABA, likes to call side connectors or side streets.
So that's pretty much what I was talking about when I kind of map out my route from point A to point B. Why are side connectors important?
Yeah, so these are streets that are near main roads, and cyclists feel more comfortable riding on them because there's less traffic. Deborah Banks explained it to me like this.
This is my terminology. It's sort of the same terminology as when it's for skiing. You know, you take a lift up to the top of the lift and then you ski down the main, you know, the main runs. But then there's those kind of side runs that are a little less quiet. They're a lot quieter. Not as many people take them, like side country. So slightly out of the main. So that's the metaphor that I'm using when I say that E Street is sort of a side connector.
That's a good metaphor. So when you were biking the side country, which is E Street in downtown and midtown Sacramento, what were some of the people that you spoke with on this trip? What did they have to say about the safety of biking on E Street in Sacramento?
Yeah, so the first person I spoke to was Douglas Maxwell, and he's the owner of E Street Bike Shop. It's actually not on E Street anymore, but it was for many years. He's moved to this other location near the casino off 16th. And here's what he had to say about biking along E Street.
Basically, you know, those streets there, D, E, F, maybe G might be the last one. Those are really great streets for getting across town because of the limited traffic. Part of it is they do there's a lot of that traffic calming stuff where, you have roundabouts and diversions, you know, so try to keep the cars from going through there and keeping them on H and J. So, yeah, you would get a lot of bike traffic going down, particularly E and F were probably the two most popular traveled streets.
I also spoke to Vivian Tran. She works at East Village Bookshop right off McKinley. And she told me she's hesitant to ride her bike here after living in Santa Barbara. Here's what she told me.
I went to school in Santa Barbara where they had bike lanes pretty much like right next to every major street. So you kind of could just choose to bike if you would like to. It's more of like, do you have a bike? I feel like here the bike lanes are very small. It could be a little scarier. I definitely don't want to bike on like the main streets here. I feel like it's a lot more chaotic.
I also spoke to Adolfo Mercado. He's lived on D Street for 50 years, and he told me that he'd like the city to focus on making roads like E Street safer because he never chooses to ride on busy streets like J, even though they have protected bike lanes, simply because of how many cars there are.
Yeah, there are a lot of cars on J Street because that can lead you right into if you want to hop on the freeway. When it comes to these proposals that the city of Sacramento has made in recent years, there have been some. It is on their radar. It is a priority for the city. What are some of the main proposals that bubble up to the top for you that they've tried to implement in recent years to address these dangers?
Yeah, so as I mentioned before, the City Council adopted its Vision Zero action plan in 2018 in an effort to create safer streets. So Broadway Complete Streets Project is only one of several projects like it that the city is working on. Megan Johnson told me that the city is working on two other projects on Broadway alone, and that's the Envision Broadway and Oak Park Complete Street Project, which will pick up from Franklin Boulevard and end at Martin Luther King Boulevard. Broadway Vision Zero will start at Martin Luther King Boulevard and continue to Stockton Boulevard. And the city is working on similar projects along Franklin Boulevard, Stockton Boulevard, and Folsom Boulevard. But timing for when these projects will be completed is still unclear.
I mean, we're talking about Vision Zero. That was 2018. Why is this taking so long?
So it's a really long planning process, and there's lots of funding required that go into these projects. So Saba has been pushing for quick build programs, which are smaller, less expensive deployments that could slow down traffic while the city works on building its new infrastructure. And another component that goes into this is maintenance. Deborah Banks pointed out that these projects tend to get built, but funding isn't always allocated to ensure these roads remain safe for cyclists and vehicles.
Hmm. Some may think or even argue, why spend so much money on these heavily trafficked streets? Because as you say, they're big projects, they're drawn out, when you could just be making side streets safer. Why not go that route?
Yeah, so I'm not sure exactly why the city hasn't done that, but hopefully I'll have that answered in my next story, so stay tuned. But from what I understand, they're working on addressing these high injury network roads to address high fatality rates. And you do bring up a good point, because if bicyclists are already finding these other roads, it might make more sense to find ways to make those roads safer instead.
Yeah, where's your next ride? You've already done two.
Yeah, so I'm actually going to ride through Sacramento's core, and it's going to be to look at the Central City Mobility Project that brought a lot of bike infrastructure to P, Q, 19th, 21st, J, I, 10th, and 5th Streets. And a common complaint that one I've had, because I ride these roads and I've also heard from other cyclists, is that cars can't see cyclists when turning, sometimes right or left, because they're blocked by parked cars. And same thing for bikes. They can't see that there's cars waiting to turn and it's just an accident waiting to happen. So I want to find out, you know, what other complaints people have and also what the city is doing, if anything, to address those concerns.
I would think also having these buffers, because when you talk about those risks, I mean, it's not only cyclists, but it would mean if they can't see when turning right or left, I would think it'd be hard to see a pedestrian too.
Yeah, definitely. And it really shows the importance of these side connectors. And to add to that, on the E Street ride, I did feel like there was a lot less traffic and a lot safer, but there was no dedicated bike lane for most of the ride. So when there was traffic, it was scarier, right? But they are going slower, and I think it does make sense to maybe add more bike lanes or something else to those side streets.
Gerardo, thank you.
Thank you.
Gerardo Zavala is one of Cap Radio's community reporters who has been exploring the streets of Sacramento on his bike and looking at changes to make keeping cyclists safe. You can find his reporting on our website, of course, as well as in the Sacramento newsletter. You can sign up at the Cap Radio homepage at capradio.org. That is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Have a great weekend. We'll catch you back here on Monday.